Now, Simon Marks's American Day.
Eddie, the reality now is that we're witnessing the beginning of the end of the Trump presidency. It started last night with the grudging acknowledgement that the legal process of transition could now begin. The president on Twitter saying he was recommending it in the best interest of the country, even though he also insisted that he's not giving up his legal attempt to overturn the outcome of the election and is conceding nothing. We still don't know what tipped the scales. Was it the evaporation of Republican support, sparked in large measure by lunatic members of the president's legal team? Was it the 34 defeats that legal team suffered in courts across America? Or was it this?
Is there any further discussion on the motion?
The Board of Canvassers meeting in Michigan yesterday afternoon and certifying that Joe Biden had won the state with 150,000 votes more than the president. It was the electoral equivalent of listening to nails being hammered into a coffin.
Will you please take a roll call vote? Chair Bradshaw.
Yes.
Vice Chair Van Langveld.
Yes.
Ms. Matuszak.
Yes.
Mr. Schenkel.
Yes.
Madam Chair, you have 3 aye votes,
the
one abstention.
The motion does move.
The motion does move. 4 words that brought the U.S. presidential election clattering to its end, at least a fortnight after it was fully apparent that Donald Trump had lost.
I am the son of refugees.
Among my parents and their parents are immigrants, refugees, a Holocaust survivor.
The start of the transition allows Joe Biden's cabinet picks, many of them featured in a new Biden video, to begin conversations with their opposite numbers in the Trump government. It means Joe Biden gets intelligence briefings and money to open a Washington office and hire 4,000 people to staff his government.
Historic challenges demand historic new approaches.
Complex challenges demand diversity of perspective.
And global challenges demand American leadership.
If one of those voices sounds familiar, it should. John Kerry is heading back into government as Joe Biden's climate change czar. The former senator from Massachusetts, defeated by George W. Bush in the election of 2004, is, like every single member of the Biden team, a committed multilateralist, ready, in his case, to help Joe Biden take the country back into the Paris Climate Change Accords.
We have a person who is deeply committed on day one of a presidency to convene people from around the world in order to once again make the United States the innovative, creative leader of this initiative. Because if we're not there, it simply hasn't been happening.
Other high-level picks include Alejandro Mayorkas, a Cuban-born lawyer who will now head the Department of Homeland Security. Imagine the government department where President Trump's appointee, Kirstjen Nielsen, authorized policies that ripped babies out of the arms of their parents, will now be headed by a man who, as a baby, arrived in the U.S. in the arms of his parents as a refugee. An appointment sending a message to the financial markets that 4 years of constant chaos will soon come to an end is that of Janet Yellen, the former head of the Federal Reserve, now Joe Biden's nominee for Treasury Secretary. President Trump used to claim Joe Biden's election would spark a stock market crash. Instead, news that the transition to a Biden government is underway sent the Dow above the 30,000 mark today for the first time in history. But a few minutes ago, the president, flanked by Vice President Mike Pence, made a bizarre one-minute appearance at the White House to insist that it had nothing to do with Joe Biden. It was all down to him.
The stock market's just broken 30,000. Never been broken, that number. That's a sacred number, 30,000. Nobody thought they'd ever see it. And I just want to congratulate all the people within the administration that worked so hard. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the people of our country because there are no people like you. Thank you very much, everybody.
Such a very odd moment. But back to Joe Biden's cabinet picks.
So you're seeing a team develop that I have great confidence in.
Former President Barack Obama would say that to the Washington Post because many of Joe Biden's choices, including Antony Blinken, the next Secretary of State, worked for him.
He was my deputy national security advisor. He was Joe's foreign policy advisor when Joe was vice president. He was part of our inner circle in all our key meetings. He's outstanding, smart, gracious, a skilled diplomat, well-regarded around the world.
There is a danger in all of this for Joe Biden. Republicans already say he's filling the swamp with Obama retreads. But so far, that argument has not been advanced by the president. He's far too busy sowing entirely false claims about the election that are designed to erode his successor's legitimacy in the minds of voters. And that seems to be working. A new poll shows 79% of Republican voters believe the election was rigged. That translates into 58 million Americans who may view the president-elect as illegitimate. Coincidentally, I'm sure, that's around the same number of Americans who are poised to spend the rest of this week disregarding government warnings about the COVID-19 dangers of traveling this Thanksgiving.
What I would recommend is to tell families to just take a moment to do what I call a risk-benefit determination.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS quaintly urging Americans not to be stupid this week, but it's the biggest holiday of the year, so there's no chance of that. Last weekend, for the first time since the pandemic began, nearly 2 million people passed through the nation's airports. The roads are about to be jammed with an estimated 50 million on the move. Travelers arriving in Los Angeles are going to be reminded they ought to be self-isolating.
All passengers at the two airports, most busy airports we control, LAX and Van Nuys, or at Union Station, will be required to fill out a brief online form acknowledging the state policy that recommends quarantine.
But Mayor Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles gave away the weakness of the scheme right at the end there. It recommends quarantine. It doesn't require it. Once again, we're going to see a massive uptick in COVID-19 infections in a country that just cannot help itself. President Trump today has just one more item in his diary. In a couple of hours, he will be pardoning corn and cob, this year's Thanksgiving turkeys that are being saved from the dinner table. I know, the metaphors abound. So let's just go with this one. You can stick a fork in him, Eddie, and you'll find his presidency is done.
Simon Marks's American Day.